It's been good. We're still getting to know each other, but he's a crafty player. He plays heads up, and sometimes we need some of that on our line. We tend to get a little puck focused at times, so he's brought a new element to our line.
You haven't seen Pittsburgh since four games into the regular season, but I'm sure you've watched a little bit on television and done your pre-scout. What are you expecting here tonight?
Yeah, they haven't changed a lot in the past few years. I don't think they're a good team. A lot of big players up front who hang onto the puck and make you really check. So they're going to be a good team. And we have to play well to beat them.
Obviously no Crosby tonight, but boy, it looks like statistically right now Malkin's on a tear.
Yeah, Malkin, James Neal, a couple big players who have a lot of reach that you can't take lightly at all. So, also guys you can't really expect to make a certain play at a set time. They're going to make whatever plays in front of them, and really, really world-class players.
Finally, what does Tanner Glass want for Christmas this year?
World peace.
No gifts?
No gifts. I don't want anything.
All right. Thanks for this. Happy holidays.
You too.
How does it feel to be sitting on that eighth place line? That's in a place that you've been aiming to get. You're now basically straddling it.
Yeah, it's tight. You look, even I was looking at the standings today, and I think the leader only has six or seven points on the eighth place line. So. It kind of feels like after Christmas you can go on a tear and not make up any ground. So I think going into the Christmas break and maybe looking forward to the All-Star break, you want to be in a good standing and be in a solid playoff position at those times, because it seems like after those landmarks go by, each team kind of gets on a roll and doesn't lose too many games. So those are kind of marks we're looking at to be in a playoff position.
After three kind of lackluster games, when you look at Washington, New York, how's the team feeling after that last night? A little more rejuvenated?
Yeah, the encouraging thing about the three games prior was that we got some points out of those games. So, looking at last night, we just wanted to have a good start and, just focus on each shift. We just try to break it down into small increments. And when you do that, you can get the crowd behind us like we can here at the MTS. It makes for a tough night for our opponents.